All right, well, today was Saturday, April 15th, 2023. We saw an exciting game here at Birchmount Stadium. A long story of why the game was here, which I'll explain later. But what we did, this was a season opener for both Alliance United, and traveling all the way from St. Catharines was the Roma Wolves. And I've got Ila Orlov here, and coach of Alliance United. And we're going to talk. We're going to start with talking a bit about how tonight's game went.
Yeah, I mean, we got off to a good start with an early goal, which helped. That's what we wanted. We wanted a fast start. We wanted to get a good start to the season today, but also in the first 5-6 games coming up, because we know based on last year how close it is between, let's say, first and even eighth.
Yeah.
So it's very tight. So every point matters this year. And yeah, we got off to a good start, and maybe we should have scored a couple more. But overall, we're happy with the win.
Okay, well, now this game was played here at Birchmount Stadium, but you've got a lot of games at Varsity Stadium, which is, of course, the University of Toronto. And, of course, you have players from the University of Toronto, alumni and actual students. What's the ratio like right now of how many players of each?
So I'd say probably more than half. So right now we have... today we had our left back was from our alumni, center back, one of our wide players, center midfielder, another wide player. So we had five alumni, plus we had four on the bench. One more wasn't here today, but he will be playing hopefully next game. And then we had two McMaster alumni. So the bulk of the team are either current OUA or OUA alumni, and our goalkeeper is a Ryerson TMU alumni. So pretty much our entire team is OUA either alumni or current players, plus some of the younger kids from under 19 and 21.
Wow. When you get into Ryerson, you're pushing into North Toronto Nitros.
Correct, but we have Praveen.
Oh, of course. Yes, great. Now, playing at Varsity Stadium, you'll get fans who never leave downtown Toronto, so no excuses. Come out and see some League One action, please. Now, you have ambitions this season. Top 12 finish, of course, is a minimum, but making the playoffs, and is it important having so many experienced players to get off to a fast start?
Yeah, well, like you said, correct. First is we want to get into the top division next year. Obviously, 75% of the points from last year will count. So we had a good season last year. We finished third. So we want to let's say achieve that. And we know approximate target that we need to achieve that. So that's the first goal. So we want to do that as quickly as possible. And then obviously making the playoffs is going to be tough. A lot of good teams this year. A lot of improved teams. So yeah, our goal is to make the playoffs. And of course, having guys that are experienced, having guys that have been around and have made the playoffs already several times. So that will definitely help.
Yeah, I noticed, you played these Roma Wolves last year, 1-0. This year it was 3-0. So, hey, there's a slight improvement right there, yeah. And now you caught you by surprise seeing you at helping out York United in the preseason. What did you give to the team, and what can you bring back to help your players?
Yeah, so I'm in a part-time role with York United. What I brought back at the end of the day, it's working with higher level players, working with a good staff there. So you learn, you can always learn from everyone. So learning from the staff, also, like I said, working with higher level players. And then when you're working with these players who have the ambition to play there, you could see a difference, because there is a difference obviously in level. So working kind of in both, and then also the university level, you get to see kind of everything in the Canadian landscape at the senior level.
Yes.
which helps with your, let's say, understanding of what players need at the next level. So from university to League One, from League One to CPL.
Okay, great. Well, we hope. I wish you well as the season progresses, and you seem off to a good start. You'll probably be noticed for one of the best defensive teams, as you certainly limited the Wolves to just some outside shots that weren't even close. So, working on that, and then of course forward scoring. We'll see how you do this year. So, thank you for talking to me.